Niña, paseando con mil ideas. Cielos de sangre ahora se forman. Mi pecho es el abrigo de esa tormenta.
You know, for me, it's then clear that your emotions and true thinking you could only express through your own language.
Yes.
It does make sense.
It makes sense because it's how the Latino behavior works.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm used to that. And each time I was living in Venezuela, it was easier to me to be. And in France, I always had the impression to adapt myself because they're expecting something more like softer.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that. I understand both cultures because it's cultural. It's cultural, and you cannot fight it. You know, cannot say, "Well, why you people are like this?" You know.
Yeah.
Because no, it's the way they've been.
Exactly.
They've been during so many years and centuries, you know?
Yeah, and I think also it shows a bit respect when you go to another place and you adapt to what that place is expecting from you. If you go and visit somebody in their house, if they tell you to take off your shoes, you will take off your shoes because
you're not an asshole. And,
yeah.
And it's the way the world works. You know, you have to adapt.
Exactly.
I'm so used to be a chameleon. And And that's why the first time I went to play in Mexico, I started behaving like it was really strange because I saw myself as a different person. It's just like I was completely free to express myself, and it was so good. And I was just like, oh, okay, I'm not so stuck, you know, in this French culture who can't allow you to be so. And I realized that I needed to be more like this on stage. So today maybe it was a little bit difficult because we had a few time to present the song, and yes. Everybody was like, so I was like watching everybody, okay, we have to hurry, so I can't speak really to the, but I love to take my time and to say to the people, let's try to go deep into that and think about that, and you can go with the flow and see what's happening. But I couldn't do that because it was like...
But actually it wasn't visible, it felt like very flowing, and I thought the crowd really responded well. It was such an early gig,
so early.
And it was so hot.
Yes, so I don't know how the people did to stay even there, you know?
It was actually quite impressive.
Dream your memory, swallow my wish, I wanna be drunk till tomorrow. Dream your memory, swallow my wish, I wanna be drunk. I was down when I woke up. He was there. I could touch his face. I was feeling so close, his presence.
Thank you.
I'm La Chica, and you're listening to Give Me a Beat.
Valentina quiere a Paco, pero Paco no la mira y se van los ojos llenos de lágrimas. Es que Paco se muere por Juana, y como Juan es gay no piensa en Paco. Por un segundo pensé que te gustaba, pero tus ojos se fueron más allá de mi universo, los pies en otro mundo, la boca en su boca.
Soy mejor que
tiene tan enamorado, será sus ojos, no creo, será su sonrisa, no puede ser, su linda cinturita, la forma que ella baila, no puedo entender.
Yes, you are still listening to Give Me a Beat. I'm playing the music from La Chica. As you could hear from time to time, she's also reminding you that you're listening to Give Me a Beat. This is my focus on Rock and Sen and female, while exploring a female factor of the festival, I focused on La Chica. I'm playing the music from her debut album Cambio, as well as part of the interview, mixing up with the interview. As I was saying in the beginning, I took a bit of a break from Rock on Seine, and after 4 years of break, I returned this year. Of course, one of the reasons why I returned was actually because of an amazing lineup, and I will dedicate the second part of the show to play some of the female artists that I really loved, that were my highlights of the day. Of course, you could... list, or you could already see this, all these one-day reviews, as well as, you know, kind of my highlights of the every day of the festival. You could see either on a Facebook, www.facebook.com, of course, /stop.gimmeabeat.
if you enter this address in Facebook, in your browser, or if you just go to the Facebook and you look for Gimme a Beat radio page, you will actually, and once you like the page, you will find all these little reviews. And basically every time before I actually have the radio show, I prepare a little kind of a blog about what I will be playing in the show, and then I post on a Facebook page. With this, you can read and you can find out every time what you could listen tonight if you tuned in. Otherwise, you can already assume that because I do these live daily reviews during the festival, and sometimes, I mean, I'm doing usually one to rep every day, but from time to time, I'm also doing the separate little post of the reviews of some gigs that I was impressed with, or if I'm, like in this case, focused on an artist, I will do additional review of their gig. So all of this would be possible and available for you if you're liking my page. Otherwise, you can just, tune in on Radio Laura and listen to me and find out what I'm talking about. In addition, I do also connect my Instagram and the Facebook. And a few weeks after the show is aired, I actually usually prepare the podcast. And then I post an information with the link to the podcast on my Facebook page again. I've been a bit busy last few Gimme a Beats, so I didn't have time to actually organize that. But Radio Laura also have an extensive archive, and you can always find some of my old shows if you're searching there as well for Gimme a Beat or DJ Baby Monster, which is my radio personality name. So that being said, I'm going to continue now playing to you music from La Chica, from Acambio. I was really impressed with this lady, as I already told you in the beginning. And I would really, if you like what you are hearing, you should check out her debut album or try to catch her live, because live is really what it's all about for any artist out there. So let's continue, and yeah, let's just continue.
Adiós, manita querida. Adiós, que te voy diciendo, manita. ¿Y por qué no me contestas, manita? Contesta, manita.
Y yo, dale duro a ese pilón. Y yo, que se acabe de romper. Y yo, que en el monte hay mucho palo y papá lo sabe hacer. Y yo, ya me duele la cabeza. Y yo, de tanto darle al pilón. Y yo, para engordar un cochino y comprarme un camisón. Y yo, allá arriba en aquel cerro. Y yo, tan matrimonio civil. Y yo, se casa la bemba y burro con el pescuezo de violín. Y yo, yo no quiero hombre casado. Y yo, porque lleve a matadura. Y yo, Yo lo quiero solterito que huele a piña madura. Y yo, allá va la cara de diablo. Y yo, de un corazón de demonio. Y yo, que tiene la lengua negra de levantar testimonio. Io.
So I would like to understand, like, that moment. When did you decide to be a musician, and how did you come to this solo career?
I'm not sure I decided. I've always been playing the piano, like classical music, but after that I started playing with bands, and I had to start all over again because it was another work, it was another way of playing. I needed to learn how to play the Rhodes, the Wurlitzer, the Hammond, the organ, the clavinet, etc., etc. So it was a whole other searching, you know. I loved that. I was so passionate about it that I just started to put myself into it and to put all the focus that I had on this at this moment. But I was really thinking, I didn't know that it was possible to be a sideman and to be touring and to make a living with that. I didn't know that. It's when the people started calling me and telling me there's a tour beginning with a certain artist, do you wanna do it? Do you wanna go to the audition? Okay. And it was, nothing was planned, nothing at all, because I'm a big dreamer and I live a lot in my head, so I was not thinking about that. It's just the life that came and told me, okay, you can do that.
Are you afraid?
Okay, I'm afraid, but I will do it. And I think it was obvious. Now I consider it was obvious that it was what I had to do. And after many years of playing with people and adapting myself to other people, I felt the emergency of expressing through my own music and through my own voice. So I had to stop spending and offering my energy to other people. I had to keep it with me, for me, in order to make things right and in order to center everything that I had. Because I was a little bit like, I needed to center. So it was really difficult because it's a lot of sacrifices, and at the beginning no one is understanding what you're doing. You know, it's like, you had a beautiful career, what are you doing? What are you like? And I was like so stuck in my head, like, no, I have so many things to say, I cannot. Be another person. I have to be myself now, and that's why this project is important, because it's the whole identity quest that I've been experimenting with. And it is so hard to go deep into yourself and see all the things that are not working well, like are deeply strange and that you have to change or not, or you have to do something with them. But it was a beautiful, beautiful journey. I loved it. I feel so much more myself and so much more centered right now that I can assume everything.
That's awesome.
And that's awesome, yes.
¿Cuánto tiempo? mis pies. Estos son mis pies. ¿Cuántas horas? ¿Cuánto tiempo? Dime, sé que me voy a transformarme y volverme infernal. Estos son mis pies. ¿Cuántas horas? ¿Cuántas horas? Dime, sé que me voy a transformarme y volverme
chica, and you're listening to Give Me a Beat.
Somos ratas, vinimos a robarles y servirnos en su piel.